जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद एवं विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तरशत श्री श्री अवैचरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी जगद्गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ओं विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तरशत श्री श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। व्रज भूमि वृंदावन मथुरा धाम की जय। नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की जय। न्यू द्वारका धाम की जय। All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Sri and Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Sri Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवत्युत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। So we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. It's canto number 3, chapter number 9, entitled Brahma's Prayers for Creative Energy. Text number 25. So sa adabhra karuno Bhagavan vivruddha प्रेमस्मितेन नयनाम्बुरुहं विज्रम्भं उत्थाय विश्वविजयाय च नो विषादं माध्व्या गिरापनयतात् पुरुष पुराण। सो सावदभ्र करुणो भगवान विवृद्ध। प्रेमस्मितेन नयनाम्बुरुहं विजृंभन् उत्थाय विश्वविजयाय च नो विषादम् माध्व्या गिरापनयतात् पुरुषः पुराणः। सो सावदभ्र करुणो भगवान् विवृद्ध। प्रेमस्मितेन नयनाम्बुरुहं विजृम्भन् उत्थाय विश्वविजयाय च नो विषादम् माध्व्या गिरापनयतात् पुरुषः पुराणः। सो सावदभ्र करुणो भगवान् विवृद्ध। प्रेमस्मितेन नयनाम्बुरुहं विजृम्भन् उत्थाय विश्वविजयाय च नो विषादम् माध्व्या गिरापनयतात् पुरुषः पुराणः। प्लीज चैंट। उत्थ
स्वार्थाय विश्व विजयाय च नो विषादम्। माध्व्या गिरापन यतात् पुरुष पुराणः। तेन नयनां वुरुहं विजृम्भन् माध्व्या गिरापन यतात् पुरुष पुराणः। सोऽसावदभ्रकरुणो भगवान् विवृद्ध प्रेमस्मितेन नयनाम्बुरुहं विजृम्भन्। विश्वविजयाय च नो विषादम्। माध्व्या गिरापन यतात् पुरुषः पुराणः। सोऽसावदभ्रकरुणो भगवान् विवृद्ध प्रेमस्मितेन नयनाम्बुरुहं विजृम्भन्। उत्थाय विश्वविजयाय च नो विषादम्। माध्व्या गिरापन यतात् पुरुषः पुराणः। सोऽसावदभ्रकरुणो भगवान् विवृद्ध प्रेमस्मितेन नयनाम्बुरुहं। उत्थाय विश्वविजयाय च नो विषादम्। माध्व्या गिरापन यतात् पुरुषः पुराणः। माताजी सोऽसावदभ्रकरुणो भगवान् विवृद्ध प्रेमस्मितेन नयनाम्बुरुहं विजृम्भन्। प्रेमस्मितेन नयनाम्बुरुहं विजृम्भन्। माध्वाग्रापनयता पुरुष पुराणः। सोऽसावदभ्रकरुणो भगवान् विवृद्ध प्रेमस्मितेन नयनाम्बुरुहं विजृम्भन्। उत्थाय विश्वविजयाय च नो सोसावदभ्र करुणो भगवान विवृद्ध। प्रेमस्मितेन नयनाम्बुरुहं विजृम्भन्। उत्थाय विश्वविजयाय च नो विशाद। Saha, he, the Lord, asau, that, adabra, unlimited, karunaha, merciful, bhagavan, the personality of Godhead, vivruddha, excessive, prema, love, smitena, by smiling, nayana amburuham, the lotus eyes, vijrumbhan, by opening, uthaya, for flourishing, vishvavijayaya, for glorifying the cosmic creation, cha, as also, naha, our, vishadam, dejection, madhvya, by sweet, gira, words, apanayatat, let him kindly remove, purushaha, the supreme, puranaha, all this. Translation and purport by Abhay Charna Ravindra Bhaktivedanta Swami Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. The translation. The Lord, who is supreme and is the oldest of all, is unlimitedly merciful. I wish that He may smilingly bestow His benediction upon me by opening His lotus eyes. He can uplift the entire cosmic creation and remove our dejection by kindly speaking His directions. Purport. The Lord is ever increasingly merciful upon the fallen souls of this material world. The whole cosmic manifestation is a chance for all to improve themselves in devotional service to the Lord. And everyone is meant for that purpose. The Lord expands Himself into many personalities of the individual souls. The personalities of the individual souls. Okay. The whole cosmic manifestation is a chance for all to improve themselves in devotional service to the Lord. And everyone is meant for that purpose. The Lord expands Himself into many personalities, who are either self-expansions or separated expansions. The personalities of the individual souls are His separated expansions, whereas the self-expansions are the Lord Himself. The self-expansions are predominators, and the separated expansions are predominated for reciprocation of transcendental bliss with the supreme form of bliss and knowledge. The liberated souls can join in this blissful reciprocation of predominator and predominated without materially concocted ideas. The typical example of such a transcendental exchange between the predominator and the predominated is the Lord's Ras Leela with the gopis. The gopis are predominated expansions of the internal potency, and therefore the Lord's participation in the Ras Leela dance is never to be considered like the mundane relationship of man and woman. It is rather the highest perfectional stage of the exchange of feelings between the Lord and the living entities. The Lord gives the fallen souls the chance for this highest perfection of life.
Lord Brahma is entrusted with the management of the complete cosmic show. And therefore, he prays that the Lord bestow his blessings upon him so that he may execute its purpose. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthabidam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gadamai Ham Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guroho Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Dam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamsa Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschate Deshatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. The translation, the Lord who is supreme and is the oldest of all is unlimitedly merciful. I wish that he may smilingly bestow his benediction upon me by opening his lotus eyes. He can uplift the entire cosmic creation and remove our dejection by kindly speaking his directions. This is the last verse in Lord Brahma's speaking, and he's speaking with Lord Vishnu. That's the first audience that he received after his strong, austere sadhana that he performed. Now he's asking the Lord to speak. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada says that the whole cosmic manifestation is a chance for all to improve themselves in devotional service to the Lord. And everyone is meant for that purpose. The whole cosmic manifestation is a chance to improve themselves in devotional service. How this whole cosmic manifestation has come into being is a big question. It's the talk of the town for many intellectuals. Everyone likes to concoct different ideas. They say that, oh, I think this is what happened and that's why we are all here. Some people say that there's a Big Bang theory or this theory, that theory. But the idea is this entire cosmic manifestation, as we can understand from the perspective of Srimad Bhagavatam, first there is creation of millions of planets. Then there will be population. Before population, you know, so many Brahmas need to come into existence. And then they are taking charge and then creating different objects. And then it is maintained for trillions and trillions of years. And then finally it is annihilated. So when we see this entire creation, first sane question is, you know, any intelligent person should ask how this world came into being. So Srimad Bhagavatam says that if somebody is not intelligent enough to even ask that question, then he is like an animal. This is a very basic question one should ask. How this whole world has come into being and what's the purpose of creation. For example, if someone brings you a nice plate of prasad, there are different 5-6 items. I would not go into details, but there are a lot of different items, variety. The first question is, who created this? Who made this? That's the intelligent question. Some foolish person would be like, oh, I don't care who made it. I'm here to enjoy. Let's dig in. So that's also another perspective, but that's foolish. Because according to Chanakya Pandit, Chanakya Pandit says that one should be very careful what we eat. And he says, especially one should not eat from the person, the cook, that he doesn't know. So he says there are three different ways or the three personalities he can take food from. He says when the mother cooks for the child, or when the wife cooks for the husband, or when a devotee of the Lord has cooked for the Lord, and then you offer and take that as prasad. Why does he mention these three things? Why doesn't he say that one should find a nice restaurant, you know, on the Google, and find the best, read the reviews before you go? He doesn't say that. He says only three personalities. Why? Because they will cook for you out of love. They will care about not just your tongue, but your health. So that's why he says. Because if you go to some store, some, you know, restaurant, the cook there, he doesn't even know you. He doesn't even care about you. So he's going to throw a bunch of stuff, you know, without caring for, you know, your health. All he cares is to just satisfy your tongue. So that food will not be beneficial. So Srimad Bhagavatam says the intelligent question to ask is, what's the purpose of the creation? And Srimad Bhagavatam only gives the answer. Srimad Bhagavatam, we see, it says, Yan maya cheshtitam pumsaha stityutpatyapyayahi anugrahayatan nivrutti atma labhaya cheshate. So Srimad Bhagavatam says that this entire cosmic creation is just mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead upon the fallen conditioned souls. And such a big headache in one sense for the creator, for Lord Krishna, it's not headache, but in one sense, first sthiti, that means creation, then utpatti. No, sthiti is, I think, maintenance, and utpatti is creation. And again, you have to annihilate, appear. So these things are so easily carried out by the Lord only for one purpose, that so that the conditioned living entity who has rejected him, who has a desire to enjoy separately from Lord, that person can exercise that independence in the material world. And somehow reform himself and come back to him. So that's the whole purpose of the creation. Because the living entities who are rebellious to the will of God, who do not want to be with the God, so they want to turn their back towards that. We don't want to see your face, Krishna. Okay, bye-bye. So they are given this, they're given the chance to exercise whatever foolish sense gratification that they wish to do in this entire material world. So all these big things, everything is moving just for that purpose. For example, I remember in my own life, the parents are always loving to their children. They just want to give, give and give. But sometimes that spoils the child. So the child becomes a little crazy, you know, becomes very rebellious. They don't want to listen to the parents. So when I would do some crazy act, some naughty mischief, then what my parents would do is, knowing that I'm close by, they would start a conversation. So my father would say that, oh, I just called the boarding school. And, you know, because I think we have to put him in the boarding school because he doesn't listen anything in the home. And as soon as I would hear those words, boarding school, my ears would go up like a bunny ears. And I'm like, oh, what's going on? And then my mother would pretend that, oh, no, you know, I already talked to him and he won't do that again. So for some intelligent person, only such warning is enough. But if a child keeps on doing the mischief, keeps on acting rebelliously and not listening, then the only option that the parents are left with is to put such a child in a, you know, far away place and give him under the care of a strict person. So in the boarding school, the idea is all the children are very scared of boarding school because there is going to be a strict warden. There is going to be somebody who will tame you, tame the animal within you. He will wake you up early at 3 o'clock. They will make you wash your clothes. Everything has to be done by yourself. No more mummy, no more, you know, oh, I want this, I want nothing. Everything strict as per schedule. So it's a very strict life in the boarding school. And that actually makes great people also. In the future, those children become very disciplined. And they come out victorious in life, successful. But most of the children, that's a nightmare. So in the same context, Lord Krishna, who is the Supreme Father of everyone, Pita aham asya jagato mata dhata pitama. So Krishna says, I am the mother, I am your father, I am your maintainer, and I am your grandsire. So I am your, Krishna is that mother and father. Now ultimately when the child doesn't want to listen, he says, okay, go to the material world. But just like the parents, even, you know, they don't say that, okay, now you are going to this boarding school, so we don't care about you. No. The parents come. They keep visiting. They come to visit. So similarly, there are different expansions of the Lord. There are different incarnations of the Lord who come and visit the material world. Because in one sense, there is no need for Lord Krishna to come and visit or to have anything to do with the material world. But Krishna mercifully comes to the material world in order to give his mercy to all the fallen conditioned souls. Just like Jaidev Goswami says, Vedan uddharate jaganti vahate bhugolam udbibhrate daityam darayate balim chalayate kshatraksham kurvate paulastyam jayate halam kalayate karunyamatanvate Mlechhan murchayate dashakriti krite krishnaya tasmai namaha krishnaya tubhyam namaha. So Jaidev Goswami says that you have 10 incarnations primary. The 10 incarnations Vedan uddharate means as a matsya avatar, you appear as the fish incarnation and you protect the Vedic knowledge. Jaganti vahate as kurma, you carry the Mandara mountain. You know, that's also pastime. So Krishna appears as kurma. Then, bhugolam udbibhrate, that means as varaha, you carried the mother earth and protected the mother earth. Then, daityam darayate, that means as Lord Narasimha, you came and killed the demon called Hiranyakashipu. And balim chalayate, that means you appeared as Vamandev and you cheated Bali and also protected all the devotees. And kshatrakshayam kurvate, as Parshuram, you appeared and killed all the demonic kshatriyas, all the kings who were aggressors to the common human beings. And then paulastyam jayate, as Lord Ramachandra, you appeared and you killed the demon called Ravana. And ultimately, halam kalayate, that means as Lord Balaram, you are using your plow. And karunyamatanvate, that means Lord Buddha, you have shown the path of non-violence. And then finally, mlechhan murchayate, the final incarnation is Kalki, that you come, but you don't have any audience with anyone. You just kill all the ghastly men that are left at the end of the Kali Yuga. So he says, Dashakruti karte, but who are all those 10? Krishnaya tubhyam namah. So Krishnaya I offer my humble obeisances to that Krishna who performs all these activities in these all 10 incarnations. So, basic idea is that Krishna does not give up on the living entity even after that. He appears in this world again and again and he gives his mercy. He shows to the world and attracts them by showing his beauty, by showing his qualities and performing beautiful pastimes. You know, in Srimad Bhagavatam also says that Snigdha smite yashodare vakyair vikramalilya nruloke ramya ya asan murtya sarvanga ramya. Krishna and Balaram appeared and they just showed their beautiful smiling faces and they performed beautiful pastimes. And with the performance of such pastimes, they attracted the whole world towards them. So that is one of the reasons Krishna appears into this world. And there are self-expansions, swamshavataras, and separated expansions. Separated expansions are all the living entities, also called as the predominated. And Krishna, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is the predominator. But if the foolish living entity, he keeps performing or indulging in the acts of sense gratification in the material world, then it becomes very difficult for Krishna or the representatives of Krishna who come to this world in order to unshackle, in order to release all these conditioned souls from this world. For example, suppose there is a mice trap. This material world is like a trap. And we have all been trapped into this trap. So what happens in the mice trap? There is very nice food that they keep. Cheese or a fried pakoda, fried fritter. They put it hanging. And a poor little mice, a mouse comes and he looks and he can't bear the smell. The smell is calling it. And he cannot control it. So somehow he slowly looks around and he thinks that I can go, I can enjoy, and I'll come back very nicely. He thinks there is nothing to worry about. It's such an easy walk in, you know, enjoy and walk out. Similarly, the living entities also think that we will enjoy in this material world. Srila Prabhupada, when he was asked, why did we come to this material world? Why does a living entity come from the spiritual world where there is all bliss, come to the material world? Srila Prabhupada said, it's unexplainable stupidity. So sometimes he said that the soul comes from the spiritual world in order to drink wine or and enjoy with woman. So for the lust or to get intoxicated, the living entity may be attracted, just like the mouse has been attracted in the trap. Now what happens, as soon as the mouse has tried to enjoy, then karma bandhanat, he is completely captured by the law of karma. So now the trap is closed. Now he is trapped into this trap. And the mouse is not able to come out. The mouse tries so much to get out because now he's like, oh, my family and my, like, I foolishly came here and now I'm completely helpless. I cannot get out on my own. Similarly, the living entity who comes and tries to enjoy is now captured by the law of karma. Now the karma has been written down. You perform this action, that means now you are entitled for this reaction. And in order for that reaction to be scratched off, you have to take another birth. And in that birth, you perform more karma. And then more reactions have been written down for you. And in order for them to be scratched off, you have to take another body. So this is how the living entity gets completely captured. And that's why it has to go through so many species of life. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani, jathare, shayanam. So that's why the living entity is constantly thrown in the womb of different mothers of different species in this material world. And the living entity is constantly suffering. And the living entity secretly is thinking of permanent happiness. Everyone, secretly we are looking for the permanent and real happiness, which we don't find in this material world. But the very reason, the very fact that we are looking for something tangible, something permanent, real happiness, means we have the experience of that. We want the happiness that lasts. We want the relationship that lasts. And we want the phone that lasts. Why? Because we are coming from this world where everything is eternal, where everything lasts forever. That's why we always desire in that fashion. Now, the thing is, the mouse that is trapped in the trap has no way to come out on its own. So, unless and until one compassionate person comes and feels, oh, this poor mouse, you know, maybe he needs to go home. And maybe that person will open the door of the trap. That time, you know, the mouse has that possibility to break the shackle and go back into his real world, go back to his home. Similarly, all the living entities who are suffering in this material world, you know, bahunam janmanamante gyanavan mam prapadyante vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatma su durlabha. Meaning that after taking millions of births, one living entity understands that this material world is temporary and foolish. So such a person wants to get out, and by the mercy of Supreme Personality of Godhead, you know, Krishna sends one representative in order to open that door of the trap, so that all such personalities who want to get out can finally come back home to the spiritual world. So such a personality is Krishna's own representative. So in the same fashion, you know, Srila Prabhupada, he has appeared in this world in order to give us the love of Godhead, to give us the knowledge about the material world, the knowledge about the spiritual world, knowledge about our relationship with Krishna. And with all this knowledge, our only next step is to accept that knowledge and to perform the devotional service and to just get out of this material world. But if some foolish mouse in the trap, he thinks that, oh, the door is open. Let me eat more pakoras. Let me eat more cheese. It's so much there. Who is going to eat all this? So such foolish personalities will still stay in the material world. And they are the most foolish ones. Why? Because even when the door has been opened, they are not taking the advantage of this. That's why Krishna says, Yehi samsparshaja bhogan dukhayoniya evate. So all this sense gratification in the material world, even after hearing Srimad Bhagavad Gita, even after reading Srimad Bhagavatam, if someone only continues trying to gratify the senses, then that is such a foolish thing. You know, bhogaishwarya prasaktanam taya aparuta chetasam. Such a personalities who are attached to bhoga, the sense gratification. And because of such attachment, their intelligence has been clouded. Such personalities, vyavasayatmika buddhi samadhi navidhiyate. That means such personalities cannot have that resolution. They cannot have the fixed mind and resolute consciousness that this is the goal of life and I'm going to walk the walk that has been told by my spiritual master. Such resolution will not come unless and until we commit ourselves to the instructions of the spiritual master. Unless and until we follow the path, the instructions of the spiritual master, unless and until we commit, we will not get there. So there was this discussion between Vyasadeva and Jaimini, because they were reading together, and while reading, one verse came like this, that it said that the intelligence is also bewildered at the time of provoking situation. And Jaimini said to Vyas that, my dear Guru, how it is possible that if somebody knows what is right, what is wrong, how can one still be forced to do the wrong action? So that time Vyasadeva says the same thing, Bhogaishwari Prasaktanam, that who have not taken deliberate step and not trained the mind by following the regulative process or not followed the devotional service, path to Krishna consciousness, such personalities will be bewildered at the time of provoking situation. So this Jaimini was like, no, I don't understand. If I know this is the right thing and this is the wrong thing, then I will not be bewildered. So that time Vyasadeva said, okay, if you think so, we will see. So soon the 4 months of Chaturmas started. So Vyasadeva wanted to go on a pilgrimage. So he told Jaimini that these are the keys. I give you the in charge. You are the in charge of the ashram. And I'm going on a pilgrimage. I'll be back after the Chaturmas is over. But take care of yourself. You sometimes don't listen what I say. So remember, Bhogaishwarya Prasaktanam Taya Apharita Chetasam. If one is attached to the sense gratification and the mundane opulence of this material world, at the time of provoking situation, he'll be forced to act sinfully. So he said, thank you, thank you. He took the keys and he was in charge. Now Vyasadeva left and he was in charge. In that time period, there was heavy rains, Chaturmas, means 4 months of rainy season. In that heavy rains, one time, Jaimini, when he went to the river, he saw one lady. You know, she was wet. Her hair were wet. And she came to Jaimini and said that, oh, my dear Rishi Maharaj, please, I would like to request you. I'm coming from such and such village and I'm going back to my place. But because of such heavy rains, I'm not able to travel. And the river is also flooding. So is it possible that I can live in your ashram? Could you kindly give me some shelter? And he thought, yes, you know, this is a poor woman. I should give shelter. He said, okay, come. So he took her and he gave her a nice small kutir, a small hut. And he said, you know, lock from inside. And, you know, these are the keys, lock. And do whatever you need to do. If anyone comes, do not open the door. Even if I come, do not open the door. Because especially the night was dark and it was raining heavily. So he said, just be inside. You know, this is your prasad. This is the clothes and everything here. Do not open the door. She said, okay. Now here, when the time came, Jaimini Rishi was sleeping. And in the sleep, he's only thinking and meditating upon the lady. He's thinking and remembering the way she came and her bashful eyes. She was so shy. And the way she asked me, her beautiful hair. She was all wet. And she looked so beautiful. He's thinking constantly. And in the mind, he's thinking, no, no, no. This is wrong. I should not be thinking like this. And what is right? I should only focus on my sadhana. But the thoughts keep coming. And he's like, no, no, this is wrong. And this is right. So wrong, right. He's thinking. But because of this provocation, the time came, he's like, that's it. He woke up and he's like, I can't take it anymore. I need to see her. I'm just going to see her. That's not wrong. What is the problem if I want to just see her? I'm not going to do anything wrong. So he went and he started knocking. He's like telling, oh, open the door, lady. She said, oh, who is this? This is Jamini. I'm the in charge of this ashram. I am the one who put you here. Open the door. She said, but you yourself said, do not open the door for anyone, and including you. He said, no, but I'm telling you, open the door right now. She said, no, I'm not opening the door. So after trying long time and she's not opening the door, Jamini actually, he climbed on the roof. And those days, the huts, they're made up of, like, you know, the small houses, they're made up of dry leaves and, you know, dry woods and stuff. So he started removing those and he jumped inside from the rooftop. And the lady immediately ran out. Oh, bachao, you know, like, save me, and she started running. Jamini got so much affected by lust that he started running behind her. And there came a time that he grabbed her. And when he grabbed her, he felt nice, but he also felt some beard on his mouth. And he's like, this lady is supposed to be nice and soft. Why am I feeling so much beard? When he opened his eyes, he saw Vyasadev. And he had the shock of his life, his own guru. Oh my God. What am I doing? And he just caught me in this most pathetic action. And that was Vyasadev. And Vyasadev said, so now what is your conclusion? So at the time of provoking situation, if we have not trained our mind, if we have not gone through the strict sadhana, especially purification of the mind, then at the time of provoking situation, our intelligence will be clouded. And then we won't be able to fix our mind in the right direction, on the path of Krishna consciousness. All the so-called rules and regulations, everything will become clouded if we are not trained properly. That's why Srila Prabhupada, when he went to Hawaii, some brahmacharis went on book distribution. But when in the evening time, only half of them came back. And Prabhupada asked, what happened to the rest? And they said that they got carried away. We lost them. Because Hawaii is such a place, in those days, Srila Prabhupada, while taking evening walk, he saw that such big clubs outside on the beach, always parties, stuff. While walking, Srila Prabhupada heard loud music. And Srila Prabhupada is like, what is this going on? So much of bombardment of material energy. The Prabhupada, he understood why so many of my men are getting carried away. They're not coming back. So Srila Prabhupada cried the tears and he said, look how royally they are being cheated by Maya. So Prabhupada had tears of compassion for all those. In the meantime, the other people were thinking that, oh, that sense gratification is too tempting. But the pure devotee can see how royally we are being cheated. And the next day in Hawaii, when Srila Prabhupada gave the class, he gave a very strong class. And that's when he said that sense gratification and Krishna consciousness go ill together. So that famous statement Srila Prabhupada said that, if we do not deliberately train our mind to follow the regulative principles and to follow the path of Krishna consciousness, then it's very easy to get carried away by this illusory so-called temporary enjoyment into this material world. We will end up being the same mouse that we are laughing at. When the door has been opened mercifully by his savior who has come, The door is open, but the mouse is still thinking that this, you know, bad, like this ridiculous enjoyment is so tempting. And the mouse still wants to keep eating the cheese and the rotten pakoras in the trap. So we should not end up like this. Rather, we should take the hand of Srila Prabhupada, who is ready to pull us out of this ocean of material miseries. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So anybody has any question? Any comment? Everybody good? So we'll stop here. Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bo. Grantaraj Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Just happened one time, like this one day.